Play the fucking intro.
This is version 2's first album. The guitarist sucks, the bass player sucks, and don't even get me fucking started on the drummer. I would rather suck a bag of dicks while carving my eardrums out with a rusty screwdriver than listen to this album again. You are about to witness the worst piece of shit recording ever made by three human beings. If you were unfortunate enough to buy this piece of garbage, go directly to one of the band members and tell him that they are worthless waste of life and they should never fucking waste people's time like this ever again. Thank you very much and enjoy the next 30 minutes or so.
Version hey, 2.
This is Dustin.
This is Chris.
And this is SLC Punkcast.
Punkcast.
Yeah.
And this is special edition number like 600.
No, it's 41.5.
And that was the intro to
Version 2's album Childish. Album.
And we're big fans of Version 2.
Out of Ogden, Utah.
Out of right here in Salt Lake Valley. Well, I guess Ogden's maybe a little bit north.
Close. It's far closer than any of the other bands.
It's just strange doing the intro part of this without hearing music in the background. So let's get started. Welcome to Funny Songs.
This is all funny songs. That is a funny intro that the guys put on their album Childish. And we're going to lead with the same thing on outro. So thank you, Version 2. We're going to play a Version 2 song.
Yeah, why not?
And so these are all songs that either we find funny, make us laugh, just funny in general, funny for different reasons, and we're going to talk about
funny?
That.
Am I funny? How am I funny?
Yeah, Chris is just plain funny.
Am I a fucking clown? Am I here to amuse you?
Yes. Also in this, we have a band who's produced a series of, we find some funny songs and the funny theme, and we're going to talk to them about it. So yeah. About halfway through here, we're going to be talking with the fellas out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Death Lottery.
Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yes. All right. Let's jump right in. Chris, first up, funny song, band we've already played, and a lot of these are bands we've already played. They're just bands we like, and they made a funny song. So
yeah, so we're going to be playing Millennium Falcon. It's off of Fat Randall's album with Extra Foul. Not only have we played Fat Randall in the past, we've talked with Fat Randall.
Yes, we have.
Both of us, big fans of Fat Randall.
We've had
Fat
a few
Randall.
Of the bands that are going to be on this episode on the show.
Coincidence? So, yeah, this is a cool song. It's Millennium Falcon. Ewok rap on Galactic Radio. Hanging out with my smuggler dudes today. Here's the chorus. Let's listen to Fat Randall, Millennium Falcon. Love it.
All right. That is Millennium Falcon. If you don't know Star Wars, it's a Star Wars reference, people. Yeah. Watch fucking Star Wars.
If you haven't seen Star Wars, what rock did you crawl out from under the last 35 years, right?
All right. Why do we find this funny? Because we're fucking singing about Star Wars.
Well, that and
the Millennium Falcon. The fucking radio.
The Wookiee.
We talked about that
and they
in
it.
The interview.
They
yes.
did it on the interview.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's hilarious. It's got a lot of reference to Star Wars in it. And it's a funny song. It's fun. Drinking Alderaan beer.
Mr. Lando.
And it's Fat Randall. And we love Fat Randall.
Yeah,
shout out to the boys. Yeah, that's great.
I'm not doing Chewie.
Nice.
All right, so... Just to clarify, it's not that we find these funny in a I'm going to laugh at you way. We find these funny in a makes us laugh kind of way.
Makes
just so
us,
we get that clarification.
Even if it just makes you smile.
Yes, yeah, some of these songs just make me smile. Yes, yeah, some of them I laugh out loud. Some of them I can't help but sing with. Some of these that are coming up and we'll talk about them, I think, what the fuck? But it's pretty funny when you really think about it. Because people probably are going to do those things. But we'll get to that when we get there. All right, next up, Chris.
All right, so next up we're going to do The Vandals with
Love
Behind
the
Music.
Yeah, I was debating between this and a couple other Vandals songs, but you know what? This one's pretty funny. You just got to hear the lyrics.
Yeah, so it's you know, This is the hit, right? They're writing this song. They've got the big hit.
Yeah.
It's
a pretty funny, but it's called Behind the Music. So it's kind of funny. It's just like a behind the scenes of what's going on, but they're making fun of it.
The record, and we think that it's the shit, and we want it to go huge, but to play it off legit, and the guy in the A&R's got the CD in his car, and he thinks the tracks 4 and 6 are contenders, but the plan is so tight that we gotta do it right, and he's got a good feeling, so we're gonna take a meeting with the radio promo and the marketing hobos to see if we can get a green light. So we waited by the phone, and they finally let us know that the label is poked. Really excited. Kiss my ass. So we got a couple stations, we're in a media in rotation, but the PD isn't sure if the single's gonna work, cause he's gotta play the Cure and the psychedelic turds for the 80s flashback weekend. And our ads are in the trades, and a video got made, and it cost $100,000, but we never got a blade. We're trying to hit the road, but the agent doesn't know if there's enough in the budget for tour support. So we're playing local clubs, and we're trying to get a buzz, and we got a good review and Music Connection.
You could kiss my ass.
How about getting a good review on SSC Punkcast?
Hell yeah. Love that song, Vandal. It's a funny song. If you haven't heard it before, go hear the whole thing. We're going to be talking over it here a little bit.
Yeah.
It was released January 29th, 2000. And it came out on the album Look What I Almost Stepped In, and it was track number 1. Chris, where can you get to these guys? If you're interested in Vandals, where can you find them?
Twitter, at The Vandals. Instagram, at Vandals Official. Facebook at The Vandals. They're from the OC.
Yep, Orange County.
Hey, really quick, just backtracking. Yep. Let's backtrack to Fat Randall.
Yes.
I mentioned it was on Extra Fat. However, we didn't talk about socials. So at Fat Randall on
Twitter
Instagram. Facebook's at Fat Randall DXB.
Yes. And those guys are in Dubai and in the UK.
And we mentioned that. So we did most of what we were supposed to do. We just didn't do it all. But, it's a good song, and it's funny, just kind of the bullshit that some of these bands have to go through just trying to get produced. You know, they pay a bunch of money to get a record made and it doesn't sell, or they, pay some guy to do a music video and it never gets airplay and – they're trying. I like that, playing local clubs, trying to get a buzz.
Right.
And,
so it's funny the way they do it, but it is like it's a real behind the scenes of what.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
All right. So next up we have the Aquabats. Chris is he likes the Aquabats. This came out on November 7th, 2000. It's track number 3 off of Myths, Legends, and Other Amazing Adventures, Volume 2, and it's what, Chris?
It's a cool pool party.
It's a cool pool party, man.
Party, my house, 8 o'clock. You don't even know, dude. There's going to be food and girls and more food.
All right, these guys are from Huntington Beach, California, and on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, it's at The Aquabats.
Pool party, baby. It was a cool party, cool.
You ever seen Yo Gabba Gabba?
I haven't seen it, but I'm aware of it.
So Yo Gabba Gabba, one of the guys from the Aquabats deals with that. I guess that he's like a producer for the show or whatever.
Right. These guys, I think, have done like cartoons or something like that.
Animated. Yeah. Oh yeah. There's they an wear animated. Costumes. Yes. They are.
These
awesome.
Guys are just kind
of superheroes.
Funny in when it comes down.
The,
to
The Aquabats
general.
Are hilarious, and they don't take themselves super serious. But they are seriously good.
Yes.
And they're considered by many to be a great band, you know, and they were kind of a ska band that kind of moved into more of a new wave sound.
Sure.
So I'm watching Yo Gabba Gabba with my daughter when she was a little baby, and this song came on, and the Aquabats are performing Pool Party, on, and I'm like, this show is the only show my children are allowed to see, because the Aquabats are on. So it's a fun song, and you just turned it down like way fast, way hard. I was just surprised me there. It's a cool song.
It is.
It's so cool. It's cool.
Yeah. Cool.
We gotta mention is this the original recording from 2000?
I believe so. Came up the actual studio.
Before you swim, because you might get a cramp under your chin. Someone's screaming, that's not cool. Who threw that Reggie bar in the pool? Ronnie, Sally, Bobby, and Mike, it's my pool party. We do what we like.
Favorite part, huh?
Yeah. This is the version off of Myths, Legends, and Other Amazing Adventures, Volume 2.
Woo!
What's that
You're
song?
The, yeah. Isn't it Boston?
No, it's, I think it's Yes.
Yeah, Yes. So let's, so who's in Aquabats? The MC Bat Commander.
Yeah.
The Mysterious Caillou. Chainsaw Karate. Crash McLarson. The Robot. And Dr. Rock. That was from the original 2000 recordings. There was a 2007 re-recording with Ricky Fitness on drums replacing Dr. Rock. Jimmy the Robot was on keyboards again. Crash McLarson again on bass. Eagle Bones Falconhawk, though, on guitar.
Eagle Bones Falconhawk?
Eagle Bones Falconhawk. Although trumpeters Prince Adam and Catboy were part of the original lineup during the song, there were no brass instruments featured in the song. But Prince Adam and Catboy were in the band.
Okay. Just not on that particular
I just
song.
Love being able to say the names of the fucking Aquabats on our podcast.
Right.
God, what a great song. You know, that's one of the ones. It's a fun song. It's funny. The Aquabats shtick is funny, but it's good. It's not like, again, you mentioned not a laugh at, laugh with, and smile with.
Right. It makes me laugh to hear it.
Right. So next, we're going to take a look at,
another
knockoff.
Band that's been on the show, Andy
Love
T.
Love Knockoff.
Yeah. This is a funny song. You have to hear the lyrics. Some of the stuff that he says in the fucking song, just I laugh my ass off every time I hear it.
And so, Wanker.
Yes. Tell me about Wanker, Chris.
I figured you know all about Wanker.
It's on the album Same Shit, Different City. Came out September 19th, 2014. This is track 11. It's a deep track.
It's a deep track.
Knockoff is on, they're out of the UK, if you didn't know. If you haven't heard that episode.
2014.
Check out that episode.
And this is, what's a wanker? A wanker's a cock.
Yes.
Wanker, wanker. Wanker, wanker.
You're not saying it right. You gotta go, wanker.
Wanker, wanker. Wanker.
There you go. Fuck, right.
Guys can play the shit out of those instruments too, man. It's
oh
great.
Yeah,
three
it's
of them
fun
in the
just
band.
Singing along, wank.
Yeah, sit down and give it a wank.
Oh my god, what the fuck? You know when you type in the Google search, "knock off wanker," it gets some unusual wanker. Shit.
Knock off wanker. Wanker.
Fuck off, you wankers.
Yeah. All right, Knockoff, another one of our favorites. It was, I think, Andy T and the boys were on both of our tops album of the year. God, those guys are great. And this is off that album from last year again, like I said.
Dude, most of the bands off of on 2014. This list have been interviewed by us. And you can so you can hear us interview Andy T and Knockoff. We really enjoyed Same Shit, Different City.
Yes. Next up, another band that's been on the show, Minner himself.
Mm-hmm. The Sawed-Offs.
Yes. Chris, we got another banger.
Yeah, so we got the Ed Gein song.
This
Ed
is
Gein
one
is
where
a serial killer.
Yeah, you hear the fucking lyrics like, what the fuck? But then you just laugh because it's fucking funny.
It's off of,
song.
It's track two off of Punk Rock the Way It Was. I actually wrote a review, and I had to mention this song.
Right.
It's like a love song.
It is.
It's like a punk rock love song.
February 23rd, 2017.
But it's a fucking murderer.
Well, let's hear some of this murderer love.
Sawed-Offs from Dalton, Georgia.
Listen to the lyrics.
Take On Me right there, huh?
Right?
Little reference
to
that.
Oh, here it is. Here it goes.
Nice.
Hell yeah. All right, Sawed-Offs, funny song.
I made her
song.
Into a recliner, then I 69'd her.
See, so on one hand, you're saying, oh, what the fuck? And then on the other hand, I can't help but laugh at it because it's fucking funny.
It's not meant to be, like, he's not, like, looking forward to this.
If we were watching an episode of Live PD and they busted in on a house and there was a dude 69ing a recliner that he made out of a lady, we wouldn't be laughing. We'd be like, what the fuck, gross. But when somebody sings about it in a song, you think, you know, that's just one of those things where people sing about fucking unicorns and flying.
Yeah. Those who are wondering, the character Buffalo Bill on Silence of the Lambs was made after Ed Gein.
Right.
And I like the lampshade, using your face as a lampshade.
Yeah.
All right, Ed Gein song.
What
do you got for us next?
Band that's an influence of the Sawed-Offs, and they play with the Sawed-Offs. It's the Queers.
Yeah.
So the Queers, their album Pleasant Screams, which came out April 9th of 2002. We're going to play track number two, See You Later, Fuckface.
See you later, Fuckface.
This one's just fucking funny. Sawed-Offs are at the Sawed-Offs on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And Queers are at Queers Official on Twitter and Instagram. And they are The Queers on Facebook.
You know,
doesn't that remind you of like when Scooby-Doo, they're like the Sycamore
when the
Scooby-Doo.
Like when they do the musical montages when they're trying to finally track down the monster. Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be the best version of Scooby-Doo?
Oh, my God. You're so right. And they're just like running around.
And they'd be, see you later, Funny Pages.
Oh, shit.
See you later, Funny Pages.
Fuck you. Oh, yeah. Fuckface, see you later, fuckface, see you in the money pages. Fuck you!
See you later, fuckface, see you later, fuckface.
We hate you. Yeah, they're like running around the mansion trying to find. Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh, I never, you know, it's funny in that
you can take something like that and put it there, and you're like, oh my God, that so fits.
Yes.
And it's funny, you know, that they're just like, see you later. You know, lots of calling people fuckface and fuck you.
And I hate you. And we'll see you in the funny pages. Fuck you. Oh, it's great. It's funny. Kind of has its place, like I said. You know, yeah. I can picture that. I think it would be a fucking great cartoon, part of a soundtrack of the cartoon if it was. You know,
especially
the,
a children's
the new version of Scooby-Doo. Not drawn in Japan, though. Not that I have anything against Japan.
No, I do. Fuck Japanimation. I think it's the most overrated goddamn thing in the world.
Well, that's what happened to Scooby-Doo.
Jesus criminy.
I think if the fellas that did South Park or... what are some other good cartoons?
Archer.
There you go. Rick and Morty, you know?
Right.
So somebody that did a cartoon like that and then took this song and, you know, during the, you know, they redid Scooby-Doo and threw that shit in. That would be great. Anyway,
Are you a big anime guy? I'm curious. No. I never asked you if you were.
No, I'm not.
Right on.
Okay.
I have some friends that are, and they swear by, you just got to see the right anime. And I'm like, okay, put it on.
I've seen some.
And I'm just like,
back
no,
when I was in high school, teacher
it.
Of mine actually had, you know, some stuff, and he recommended me. And
he also touched girls, so.
He probably did. Anyway, it wasn't just not my thing. But the Queers, you know, and I think they followed suit with the sawed-offs, great. And we're going to jump right into, you know, it's kind of a theme going. At the Fuck Off and Dies out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah.
We played the Fuck Off and Dies. We played the shit out of the Fuck
we
Off
played,
and Dies.
We played, like, when we did our short albums.
We played, like, seven or eight songs. We played
a bunch of them. All their songs
guys,
are, like, literally. We listened to, like, three albums. You and I drove to a concert downtown, and it took us, like, 20 minutes to get there, maybe. And we listened to, like, three albums.
Yeah. Fuck Off and Dies are funny. A lot of great stuff. I'd love to see these guys live.
This is off the album Dear Liver.
Yes. This it came out July 20th, 2015. And it's track number 2.
How long is it?
This is 2 minutes 16 seconds, so it's a little bit longer than Fuck Off and Dies.
Whoa. Way too long for Fuck Off and Dies.
Time traveling, you'll catch all the Back to the Future references.
Yes.
We're fucking partying. Yeah, we don't need no fucking DeLorean. Time traveling.
We don't need a fucking DeLorean.
That's right.
No, we don't need no fuss faster. We just need to drink faster. Don't need no fuss faster. Some people say there's something wrong with blacking out. I always tell them I'm just trying to be like Doc Brown. The only problem is when the morning comes around. You will be shaking worse than Marty McFly does now.
A little bit of a breakdown here.
88 beers per hour.
88 beers per 88
hour. 88 beers.
I'm ready for that. But your kids
that's some partying.
Do we live in an era where people don't get references to Back to the Future anymore?
I don't think so. They need to watch that shit. They need to remake the movie.
And
this will be the band. This will be the band that's playing in the background. They'll be playing this song.
At the high school dance, the 1950s high school dance.
Marty McFly will jump up there and he'll jump in and be. He'll go, traveling, we're fucking partying.
Yeah, we don't need no fucking DeLorean. Time traveling, we're fucking partying. No, we don't need no fucking faster. We just need to drink faster.
We just need to drink faster.
That's right.
Yes, it's
there's
Marty's
a movie
mom.
Reference, yes.
Marty's mom in the 50s.
Yeah.
And he's just shocked by her because she's kind of skanky.
All right, that
at least
was
to him.
The Fuck Off and Dies. You can get them on Twitter, at Fuck Off and Dies, Instagram, at Fuck Off and Dies, and on Facebook, at the.FOAD for Fuck Off and Dies. So, hope you enjoyed that. They're fucking funny. Next up, we're going to play one track by Death Lottery. And when this track's over, we're going to jump right into the interview. So we'll see you on what side, Chris?
The B side?
Yes. That's a great reference.
We've done the A side of our show here.
We're gonna do the B side after. Next up, we have Tim Allen's Tool Time Tea Time. So we're gonna have to ask them about their thing with Tim Allen and Tim the Tool Man Taylor. All right, here it is.
So we are now joined by Death Lottery. Fellas, how are you?
Good. How you doing, man?
You know, the part where we were talking before the show, the first one to speak up is going to be the loudest one, rather, is going to be the one that answers. I didn't expect you all to completely pause on how are you. It's after happy hour. Yeah, but we're drunk. So tell us about Death Lottery, guys.
Well, first, how about you tell us who's with us?
Oh, yeah, so I guess I don't know what
introduce
the fuck
yourself
I'm doing.
And what you do in the band.
Okay, I'm Jesus.
Hold up.
You go ahead.
I'm Johnny. I play guitar. I sing a little bit. The head of Voltron. Don't forget.
Head of Voltron.
I'm Jesus. I play guitar. I sing a little bit. The head of Voltron.
Junior head.
It's a three-headed Voltron.
I'm also
Voltron.
The heart and soul of this band. You know, like I'm like the hot sauce and you know and the Mexican food that you eat or whatever.
That was really excellent, Jesus. That was good. I'm Chuck Luce. I play drums. I also come up with all the ideas and I tell these guys how to dress.
Nice.
Wow.
I'm actually in the bathroom of a Mexican restaurant right now as we speak.
Yeah, man.
In the bathroom. I'm like, kids, take a minute. Daddy's got a phone call.
Nice.
Yeah, the set placement, me and Jesus are sitting in his van drinking Busch beer.
Oh, damn it. Am I not there?
Well, guys, tell us about your band. How did you guys come together? Did you know each other before? How did this happen? How did Death Lottery happen?
Unfortunately, we did know each other before.
Whoa. Look, you and Johnny's got to be first. All right, go ahead, Jesus.
I was going to say, that's not a real Craigslist killer, because like, it was a Craigslist ad. That's how we all met. And at first, Johnny was the one that put it up, and he tried to kill us all.
Yeah.
It worked out, you know? Like,
but then we rapidly became friends, and we put all that behind us. And he's tried to kill us, like, two other times, but it's cool, dude.
Yeah. my ad was like, single, lonely, punk musician, seeking bandmates.
My head of Voltron, like, inside the body, baby.
Looking for my Voltron body. Must be over 5'8". Not apply. Muscular build and courage.
We've all been in bands with each other, like, over the years. I've been in how many bands? I've been in one band with you, Jesus.
Yeah, one band.
I've been in one band with Johnny.
Yeah.
I've been in two bands with Cassidy Moser, the bass player.
Who's not actually here.
Yeah, okay. He's busy at work.
No, I'm here! I'm Cassidy!
Oh, no, I guess he is here. All right. So, yeah, we've all kind of been in bands intermingling in the scene down here together for, fuck, I don't know, 10 years or so. Who even knows at this point? We lost track of time. But, yeah, no. So, you know, our other previous mutual band crashed and burned. We decided to slap this one together and kind of see what we could do with it.
That's not entirely true.
And the philosophy of this band is we don't care. Like, we don't take it so seriously that it might break our hearts. Like, if something bad happens, we're like, whatever.
That's yeah. We can kind of get that in some of the songs. You know, the songs are, some of them are pretty funny named songs or just mm-hmm. funny listening to the lyrics. We enjoy it. This episode that you guys are a part of are all songs that we find funny, make us laugh, make us, you know, you sing along with it. And we thought it would be fitting to do this interview and include it there.
And considering you guys are freaking hilarious, it works. Tell us about...
You should see the stuff that's coming out next. It's going to blow your mind, dude.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, all right. We blew our minds doing it, so...
All right, yeah. I'll just give you some tidbits. There's a song called Wolf's Bud, and it's about a pot that turns you into a werewolf when you smoke it.
Nice. Yeah, well done.
And then there's another song about a vampire that's also a... private detective, but he eats at Taco Bell a lot, and it's called 12th Meal.
Yeah, we have some really legit material coming out on the what the guys are trying to say. With another band from down here called Armageddon Man, some of our other scene pals, if you will.
So yeah, we have a 10-inch coming out with them, I guess it's towards the end of the year.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to get it done by 4/20, but
yeah, the pressure's on.
the pressure's off now.
Okay. So you have the songs that we're playing came off of your EP. That's your only release so far. So the EP was released so September 11th, 2017. You're talking about some stuff that's going to be coming out sometime later in 2018, correct?
Correct. And that was actually released the day after we had a major... hurricane hit South Florida, so we were all out of power.
Oh,
and,
shit.
Actually, I stole, like, some Wi-Fi from a neighbor that had a generator. I was like, well, if we're all going to die, we might as well put the EP out. It was kind of, I guess, my mindset. So, yeah, I did that on stolen Wi-Fi over a generator in the dark.
We did, and we died. We're physically alive, and inside, we're dead.
That's just living in Florida, though, dude.
That's like a long time coming type of deal.
So what's with the...
We've been working on the songs for centuries.
Centuries.
So what's with the... did you mention the cassette tape?
No, I mentioned it, yeah, but that's what they're doing.
I mean, that's awesome, right? I mean, we're doing things on... I didn't know that you could still play cassette tapes on anything. I can't...
Well, you know... Computers and cars don't even come with a CD drive anymore, so we figured, fuck it. You know what I mean? Totally fucking impractical, and that probably no one will ever listen to.
That's true. Yeah. You have a point, though. You know, you could get it on whatever media, and it's just going to be a person specific. Some people might have a cassette deck, and some people might have a CD player. Some people have a record player.
There's download codes in there.
Yeah, there's download codes, and so you can always get the digital versions. But if you do get the physical cassette. All the songs are on the first side, and on the second side, it's all the songs in reverse, and not in reverse order, like all running backwards.
Yeah, we just like backwards.
Oh shit!
So, it sounds pretty fucking demonic. You know, we only have enough shit to fill one side of the tape, and like, what are we gonna do? Leave the other side blank, or like, you know what? Fuck it, let's just record it backwards, and you know, maybe it'll summon some kind
of. Yeah, we played it backwards too.
You know, there's gonna be some fucking cult in South America that's gonna blame you guys.
There's a lot of demonic shit in there, dude.
It's dark. dark, man. It basically, if Blade 3 was to happen, that would be like the soundtrack.
Blade 3. There was a Blade 3, wasn't there?
Yeah.
That was the one with the wrestler in it. Blade 4. There you go. Blade 4. Awesome.
All right.
The Matrix reloaded.
They're going to – we're going to repack the shotgun shells, the Matrix.
Along with the tape. I'm going to go back to the tape. You know, I've been buying vinyl for my, you know, in the last year, so I've been kind of getting into that. And there's a variety of style. You know, it's not just black. You know, there's all kinds. And so you guys with the cassette tape are doing something similar to that, right? So the cassettes are different colors? Or can be?
We did 99 of them, and 33 were red, 33 were gold, and 33 were green.
Nice.
God bless.
And the selling's been going well, right? Are you guys selling them off of your Bandcamp site or just at live shows, or how are you selling those?
A little bit of both.
Right.
Yeah.
We've got like 8 left.
Yeah, mostly live shows, I think. Like most stuff on the Bandcamp, people just download it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And speaking of shows, you have a show coming up April 6th, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the next show, so you guys will be playing with No Loves, Shakers, and Glamburger, $5 at Beer Punks.
Yep,
that's correct, in beautiful Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yes.
Love it. And hey, you guys have played with Dead Boys and U.S. Bombs, Hardship Anchors. What's one of your favorite bands that you guys have gotten a chance to play with? And were they in Florida, or was it somewhere else?
Anchors for sure. They flew down here to play shows, like just to play like a week of shows with us, and that was awesome.
Yeah, they were actually supposed to come when that hurricane hit, and like the week before, we were like, dude, fuck it, don't come. Probably everyone's gonna die. Right.
Everybody's gonna die in the hurricane. Don't show up.
Like they were supposed to fly that Friday, and the hurricane came in on like Saturday morning or something, right?
Yeah, dude.
Well, we're from Florida. Like, hurricanes, you just get used to them, dude. It's like, oh, I'm not going to have power for 2 weeks. Make sure I got propane and enough beer.
Yeah, you just get drunk.
Yeah, that's all you do.
So hurricanes are actually a fun time then, huh? You guys sit around with generators, recording music, and getting drunk.
The cleanups, the storms, like, kind of, it's usually just, like, whatever. And then, but, yeah, it's just like, if the power's out for 2 weeks, it's okay. If it's out longer than that, it becomes painful. 2 weeks is like party time, but, you know, after you get drunk every day for 2 weeks, it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, when you run out of beer and weed and everything else, like, and shit gets boring, that's when you're like,
fat and you're real greasy. Yeah, you can't take a shower. Yeah, every shower is a cold shower.
So pretty much it just stinks because everybody's got swamp ass. And,
totally.
But you're at your most creative.
Especially down here, man. It's hot.
So then they rescheduled that tour, and they came back like in the beginning of the year, and we did like a couple shows with them in Florida. But they were rad dudes, and we had some fun times. And we went to the castle in St. Augustine, which is like the oldest structure in America. So we even took some history on our tour. we're cultured at school, you know what I mean?
All right, another question I have. Speaking of the EP. You have an intro and an outro, and they both feature Project Pat. who or what is Project Pat?
Project Pat.
Oh my god!
Project Pat.
Oh wow!
He's a renowned rapper from Memphis, Tennessee, and a big influence on our music and lives in a lot of ways. He was part of like the 3-6 Mafia Hypnotized Camp crew.
He was the founding member. Yeah, founding member of the 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, okay.
He's in Jackass 3. And he's in Jackass 3.
That's right.
Sure. Jesus says he's in Jackass 3.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was Blade 3.
Fuck's sake.
It was probably Blade.
Why do we mention Blade so many fucking times tonight? It's like we're just going to talk about fucking vampire, obscure vampire movies from the 90s that nobody fucking watched.
We watch a lot of TV. A lot of sitcoms.
I saw Blade 3 today. We got to talk about this shit when we talk to those guys from Utah. They're from Utah. There's nothing going on there. I bet they love Blade. And Voltron. We love Japanese anime and fucking shitty fucking horror flicks from the 90s. That's what we got going on here.
That's sounds like awesome.
come on out to Salt Lake. Oh man.
Right. Excuse me, Chris. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
I mean, this may be unrelated, but you're in Salt Lake City, right?
Yes.
One of my bands is trying to play out there. Yeah, over the summer. If I could, I gave you contact info after this. That'd be cool.
Hey, Jesus, no one cares about your other band.
Nobody cares. Oh, man. Just that was usually you wait until like the post interview, you know, when we're kind of wrapping things up and thanking for you guys to call. Nah, fucking mid interview. I'm going to selflessly plug some band that, you know, nobody's heard of. Fuck sake.
You know, I'd like to say that was wrong, but that's just kind of how we are. I think.
Oh shit. I don't even know where we are in this fucking list of questions that we have. We have completely lost all semblance of order. This
fine.
Is the most anarchic fucking interview ever, and I love it.
It's great. There's still plenty we want to know. You know, we see your Facebook page, we see your Bandcamp page, and then the song that we've already played is Tim Allen's Tool Time Tea Time. What's with the Tim Allen?
Yeah, why? Well, dude,
you got the pictures of Tim the Tool Man Taylor on there, and you got the song. So what's
he a major inspiration from your youth?
Yeah, man. I mean, yo, who didn't want to be the Tool Man when they were a kid, dude? He was a fucking badass on TV.
He was. I watched Home Improvement, so I get you. But I haven't thought to write a song about it yet. So I'm just curious.
The song's about a dark time in Tim Allen's life. It's when the song's about when he got busted for cocaine in the
That's
80s.
Right.
Wait, was it the 80s or the 90s?
I think it's the 90s. 90s was, yeah, it was post or maybe
well, no,
end
it was
or time.
Before. It was before he did the show.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was when he was doing stand-up.
It was probably late 80s, was like early 90s. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was doing stand-up and he got busted.
And he had a mustache then.
So as soon as he shaved off it's like Harrison Ford on The Fugitive. Once he shaved his beard, nobody knew who the fuck he was.
Right.
So he's like, no, no, that guy that got busted with the cocaine had a mustache. That wasn't me. You can hire me to do this family show. It's good.
Yeah. Dude, I think in the bucket of influences, Tim Allen's in there. Project Pat's in there.
For sure.
What else is in there? The Ramones.
Taco Bell. Weed.
Cheap weed.
We don't want no fucking quality weed.
No.
Sharks are really into. Mm-hmm. Some of us are really into sharks.
Yeah.
Cassidy Moser, who can't talk in this interview because he's at work, is really into sharks. Like weirdly into sharks, dude.
Like he looks forward to Shark Week on the Discovery Channel every year. He's the guy that talks about it. He's like, did you guys see the fucking documentary?
He used to take off work for Shark Week. he's currently trying to crossbreed a human with a shark.
In my man's life, every week is Shark Week. We're from Florida. There's a lot of water. There's a lot of shit to do. We like sharks.
He was able to figure out how to grow more teeth now, like a shark.
Having rows of teeth behind the main ones, that way you lose one eating like a seal whole, you just fucking pop another one up there.
Or when you fucking bust it on the lip with a bong and it fucking pops out, your other one just
I'm always ready for bong hits. I got extra rows of teeth.
Dude, we're good. I'll bite that motherfucker.
So, yeah. Hey, guys, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, this is awesome, dude.
I have no more questions of substance. I just want to, like, mention something and see where you guys go with it.
All right.
Guilty pleasure music. Something you listen to that's not punk rock that maybe is a little embarrassing that you like it.
I'm not really embarrassed about any music I like, but I like ABBA a lot, and a lot of people don't like
God
ABBA, but fuck them. Oh, and yeah.
Dustin
Ace of Base.
Ace
of Base.
Oh, you saw the sign. It opened up his eyes.
The Bee Gees recording.
I don't know.
Jesus likes the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm gonna hate on the Bee Gees. Do three part harmonies? Are you kidding me?
So you guys like disco, huh?
Classics right there. Do you take a girl on the beach, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like a total, like, pull out that Andy. Total, like, closet off. So anything dark I'm into. And sometimes I'll admit it and sometimes I won't. But usually when I will, you catch me like some sick eyeliner. Looking like Mike Ness from The Decline.
I saw Johnny the other day at a show and he's wearing a cape.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was seeing your fucking band, fool. Last night on the high seas. Future.
All right, I have, I've got one last question.
Dustin, Dustin's the only one keeping this together right now. I'm just sitting here eating nuts and listening to you guys and laughing.
Well, we talked about some funny songs. We talked about, like, individuals who are inspiring you to create this music. But what music do you listen to that inspires you to create your music? So, you know, is it punk music? And if it is, what bands? If it's not, what bands? Let us know, like, when we're hearing these other bands, that's because, you know, that we're hearing you because of these other bands. So who? Anybody shout it out.
Oh, man. I mean, I think the Damned, the Ramones,
Richard
for sure.
Hell.
Or,
Richard Hell, yeah.
Cassidy would say The Breeze.
What's up? What's Richard Hell's guitar player? Bobby McGuinn?
Robert Quine.
Robert Quine.
Yeah, Robert Quine, for sure. Robert Quine's the guitar player for Richard Hell and the Voidoids, and he is slick as hell. He looks like my dad, and he's still cool. He is. He's, like, he's got, like, a fucking middle bald thing. And
douche, yeah, he looks like a monk.
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby Quine.
Replacements, The Clash. Like, I mean,
yeah.
Like, I love that shit, too. Mm-hmm. Cassidy would say The Breach, he was on the phone, and anything on Modern Action Record.
Probably, like, yeah, I don't know, the whole thing. I mean, we like punk rock. That's what we grew up on. So, like,
yeah. And the fresher, the better.
Yeah, totally.
That's a very big fan of NSYNC, too, though.
Fuck. There you go. NSYNC.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
You guys, you told us that you're working on some new material. Sounds like at least some of you have jobs. Maybe most of you have jobs. So it's probably tough working all that in there, getting, you know, the new material together. You've got the show coming up on April 6th. Do you have any other shows lined up? I know Florida has some festivals. Are you doing anything like that? Do you have any plans to do, you know, some weekends? A lot of bands we talk to that are kind of in that situation where guys have jobs. They plan to take off a week or two or a weekend and shoot up and hit a few cities. Do you guys have anything planned in 2018?
For sure, man. We're trying to get out however we can get the fuck out of here, man. More shows lined up for April, and, you know, we're just trying to do the goddamn thing, man.
Yeah, yeah. Talking about going, like, later in the year, maybe. Florida's a very long state to get out of, dude. It's, like, unlike other states, you got to drive, like, 10 hours just to get the fuck out of Florida. Yeah, man. North Florida is, like, South Georgia. See, we live in, like, South Florida, which is a totally different place than, like, the rest of Florida.
Yeah,
right. It's redneck Florida and then people Florida.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We live in, like, we live in the civilized part. Yeah.
So, yeah, a little tougher to drive then, is what you're saying, to get out of town for a few shows because you got to drive forever just to get out of Florida.
Yeah, usually we just get stuck, but that's cool. Other cities are cool too. Not as cool as like Miami and Fort Lauderdale, but whatever.
Any plans to come to Salt Lake? It sounds like Jesus wants to come to Salt Lake, but maybe with another band.
Yeah,
any plans for you guys coming to Salt Lake?
Yeah, why don't you let him try to hustle you for a show on the air?
I almost kind of already did that, dude.
Yo, go ahead and drop your Bandcamp link for your other band.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, hold on a second. Hey, Jesus, don't do it yet. We have to do something special with the mixing board before you do that.
give him some reverb, dude.
Yeah, I was gonna say like an infomercial.
We got to do something like really special that we do. I don't know. Dustin, you have that button? I don't know. Anyway, gentlemen, we love Death Lottery, and we want to hear more of you guys. We're looking forward to anything you guys got coming out. We absolutely think that you're great guys, and we enjoy your music a whole heck of a bunch. Hopefully one day you can drive the, maybe not drive the 10 hours out of Florida, just fuck it, let's just fly the 4 to Salt Lake and get together sometime, eh?
Dude, we're coming. We're going to be in SLC Punk 3 when we get there.
Yes.
Yes. And I hope it's during Shark Week. And we'll watch Voltron.
Yes.
Boys, again.
I got that on VHS.
And we'll listen to cassette tapes. Oh, man. I appreciate you guys coming on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being on the show, guys. We're going to listen to some more Death Water. We're going to listen to Free Time Boys. Let's hit it.
Kill.
Yeah. Hey, and thanks again to the guys at Death Lottery for joining us. That was a lot of fun. That was Free Time Boys off of their album EP. Well, an EP album. And it came out this last year.
9/11/17, and we know how it was released.
Yes,
now,
how
right?
Crazy. We didn't talk about their socials. Instagram at death_lottery. Facebook at Death Lottery.
And go to their Bandcamp page, Death Lottery, and get the EP.
And apparently Jesus also has like a side project that we pressed the special button for. And, you know, I'm sorry for what happened to that. We missed it. And, you know, we'll try to get it next time, Jesus.
There you go. All right. We have one more song, another funny song. They told a little story about Craigslist Killer. So we're going to play track number 6 from the EP, which is Craigslist Killer.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Shit, my mic was on. I didn't.
Yes.
I just let it go.
Yeah. Next up, we're going to jump right into the next band, which is Version 2. They did our intro and our outro.
Yeah, so we're big fans of Version 2. They're from Ogden, Utah, and we're going to be playing the Mormon song, which is fun to play.
Yes,
and this came out
in Utah.
This is on their album Childish. You can find Version 2 on Twitter at Version 2 Band, on Instagram at Version 2 Official, and on Facebook at Version 2 Band. And again, they are from the 801, Ogden, Utah. Let's listen to Mormon song.
That song was like a full circle. It talked about being Mormon and everything, and then realizing, oh, man, fuck that. And don't want to do that.
And now the 10%'s going to crack.
Yes.
Instead of paying his tithing, and of course, reference the, some things that maybe those from outside of Salt Lake Valley might miss.
Yes. So shopping, it might be more funny at, for us right. than for people that don't live with
yeah, shopping
Mormons.
At Mr. Mac.
Yeah, Mr. Mac is.
It's the. I always thought that it was actually like belonged to the church. It was called Missionaries Answering Call, but it's not. It's just the name of the store, and it's where the missionaries go and buy their clothes to go on their mission.
Right.
That's me just trying to make something make sense out of something that didn't make any. Yeah, that's a fun song, and all my Mormon friends, I love you.
Yes. And everybody that didn't get it, it's really funny, I promise.
Yeah, we assure you, that this is funny.
The shit they talk about is funny.
And yeah, we get a kick. You know what? I'll tell you right now. Napoleon Dynamite was a funny movie nationwide.
Yes.
But when I moved here and I met people from that town in Idaho, I went, oh, that movie's even funnier. Am I right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So when, you know, I actually worked for one. I coached for him. He was our head wrestling coach at a school I worked at. And he was from the town that they were parodying on that movie. And I was just like, oh, that totally just – Napoleon Dynamite's the funniest fucking thing ever. I saw it again. I watched it again, and I was just like, now I get it even more.
Right.
And those guys, the Uncle Ricos, they're fucking everywhere out here. Yeah. Holy shit. And they are coddled by their parents to become the Uncle Ricos.
Yes.
Like, you know, you would have won state if coach had put you in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're told
I
that
shit. I can throw the ball over the mountain.
Throw it over that mountain right there. Oh, my God. Oh. Fuck. So,
all right.
Same thing with that song. Being here, being from here, living here, you go, oh yeah. You catch small references to things. Others who don't live here, I'm sure that there's funny parts to it, nonetheless.
Right.
Love Version 2. Thanks, boys.
All right. Next up, we have a band.
I don't even know where we are.
We're on the Welch Boys. They're from Boston.
Oh yeah, Pervert. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a great song.
This came out on their Drinking Angry album.
Drinking Angry.
From 2008. It's track number 7. Welch Boys are on Twitter at The Welch Boys and on Facebook at The Welch Boys. Chris, what is Pervert? What is this? Not what is one.
A pervert is someone.
A pervert
who,
is this?
You know, likes. I don't. How would you describe it? Is a pervert a negative thing or a positive thing?
It depends.
Is it always negative?
When my wife says that to me, I think it's a positive thing.
Right, yeah. My wife's like,
when
you're being a pervert right now.
About
I'm like,
Pete Townsend, it's not a positive
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, honey, I'm going to fuck you. But yeah, when you're just fucking talking about somebody's like somebody else, you're being a pervert.
Yeah. All right, this song is about Pete Townsend of The Who.
Yes.
And this fucking cracks me up. I laugh every time I hear this. And I'm a big fan of The Who. I like The Who. But it's fucked up. Let him off too easy for sure.
Yes! Yes! Oh.
Best part of the song's coming up right here.
Oh yeah. Here we go.
Is
a pervert. Yeah.
Keep away from the children.
Is a pervert.
Keep him away from the kids.
Love it. Kids singing it. And all the children join in. Singing about how Pete Townsend's a fucking pervert.
Yes.
Oh, this song's great. Pete Townsend is a pervert. Keep him away from the children. Pete Townsend is a pervert. Keep him away from the kids.
Pete Townsend is a pervert.
Keep him away from the children.
Pete Townsend is a pervert.
Keep him away from the kids.
And that's what we do on our podcast.
Yes!
That's the whole thing right there.
Like I said at the top of the hour, it's, you know, some of the things that some of the songs cover, I mean, it's kind of serious in one aspect. I mean, absolutely that is. But it's funny, the way these guys do it, absolutely.
Yeah.
I totally in support of the song, but the song makes me laugh and it makes me shout the lyrics out the whole time. Because Pete Townsend is what, Chris?
Pete Townsend is a pervert.
Yes. Gave his credit card to companies showing children getting raped. Come on now, yeah. Pete Townsend. Research? I say bullshit.
So, what's next?
All right, next up, we have a band from Philadelphia. So we're getting all over this country, and we have a few from, the UK and such. But this one's from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and we have the band Dive in the Box. They're a soccer band. They're based around their love of their soccer team. And this is off the album Relegation Battle. Came out June 1st, 2016. Track number 7 is See You Next Time.
See you next time.
See you next time. You got to know what that reference is.
I like See You Next Tuesday. I've always said that.
Next time. See you next time.
Hey.
next time.
See you next time.
All right, that is Dive in the Box. And Dive in the Box from Philadelphia. You can get them on Twitter at Dive in the Box. Instagram, dive_in_the_box. I meant underscore. I think I said underscore.
I think you said too many there.
And Dive in the Box on Facebook. Funny song. It's off Relegation Battles. See you next time. That it's an acronym, right?
Right. And
of sorts.
And like I said, I've always said see you next Tuesday.
Right.
It's cunt, guys. It's cunt.
There you go. Next up, we have Masked Intruder. We played them on the show before. Funny band, great, great songs. This one, no exception. It's kind of a love song, and these guys do a lot of kind of love songs with a little bit of twistedness in the song. This one, Crime Spree, is no exception. Crime Spree is funny. It's track number 3 from
Masked Intruder, and we love Masked Intruder. We've talked about him before.
Played him before numerous times.
Members of the band Masked Intruder, Red.
Red Intruder, Blue Intruder.
Blue Intruder.
Yellow Intruder.
And your son?
And Purple Intruder.
Purple Intruder. Dustin's son, Purple Intruder.
Yep. My son is the Purple Intruder.
Love it. And yeah, their songs are fucking great.
Yes.
I think my favorite one was the one where they talked about stealing the Christmas presents.
Yes.
That we played during the Christmas album.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that song is so fucking great.
Well, Crime Spree is great.
No
Check
different.
Out Crime Spree.
It's a great song.
Song. It's the next love song you should sing to your girlfriend or your wife. They're on Twitter at MaskedIntruder1, on Instagram at MaskedIntruder, and on Facebook at MaskedIntruder. These guys are from Madison, Wisconsin, Chris.
Yeah, they are. Hey.
Always happy to play and talk about MaskedIntruder. Those guys are great. Next up, another favorite of ours. We haven't played in a bit, but this is fucking funny song. You know why?
It's the fucking Golden Girls theme
it's
song.
It's the Golden Girls cover song. So anybody that watched Golden Girls in the 80s, or if you're watching it on TV Land currently, Suburban Legends.
Now, it is a cover.
It is.
But it was an actual song.
Yeah, absolutely.
My kids learned how to sing it in elementary school last year.
Really?
They're like little choir thing.
Nice.
What's called like Friendship. It was this song. It was Lean On Me.
Okay.
And it was the one from Toy Story.
Oh,
you have a friend in me.
Yep.
And there's another one. And I can play them all on the piano, by the way.
Well, good for you.
It's embarrassing.
Maybe these guys need a piano player. They got the horns covered.
Suburban Legends, of course, started out playing music at Disneyland.
Yes. Maybe why they're such great performers, because we've seen them live.
Oh, they are
and
great.
And those guys are fucking outstanding.
They have
live.
To be. But although you see them live, you don't get the Disney performance, because they'll say, fuck SeaWorld, which I love. I fucking hate SeaWorld. This is a great song. It's a fun song. Forever in the Friend Zone was the album.
Yes.
Came out 2015. This is track 5. You can find them on Twitter at Suburban Legends, on Instagram at Suburban Legends, on Facebook Suburban Legends. They
also
are from
Orange County.
From the OC.
Yeah.
Gosh, where can we find these? I haven't seen them. I'm going to look up really quick, see if I can find some tourist stuff.
you.
Thank you for being a friend.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
I wanna thank you.
They're not on tour now.
Cha cha cha.
Not on tour right now.
That's too bad. Those
past concerts Friday, March 2nd. They're with Zebrahead in West Hollywood. They played with Starpool in Anaheim in November. July last year with Real Big Fish in Anaheim. So staying close to home.
Maybe they're recording some new stuff.
Maybe. Keeping it close to home. You know, they've gone down in how many tours they've gone on since 2014, like every year, fewer and fewer.
We were able to catch them after Forever in the Friend Zone. I think we saw them like 2016.
Yes, and they were fucking fantastic.
They are. That song's great. It's a great song, and I used to watch the Golden Girls, so it puts a smile on my face.
Yes.
I laugh every time I hear it because I just think of the Golden Girls, but they did such a great job of covering it. I like to listen to it when it comes up on Forever in the Friend Zone, which is a great album, by the way. So get out and get
definitely.
It. Chris, we have only a couple left.
We're going to be
doing the next one's a fast one.
Well, and it's a band that we saw play with Suburban Legends. So,
yes.
Well, good timing. Suburban Legends opened for Real Big Fish when we went and saw them in 2016-ish.
Yes,
that was such a good concert, by the way.
It was.
And Real Big Fish, you know, they haven't put out anything new in forever, and they play their standards, and it's fun to watch them.
They are quite
performers. They have their shticks down, and it's fun, and they're great. Always check out Real Big Fish, you know, when they come through here, you know, annually pretty much. They come here usually twice a year, but that was with, like, Warped Tour. Now that's going to be ending after the end of this year.
They're going to be on Warped Tour this year.
Yeah, it'll become only once a year that they come to Salt Lake City probably
sure.
after that. This is off of the album Monkeys for Nothing and the Chimps for Free.
Right.
Dire Straits.
Yes.
Right. Money for Nothing, Chicks for Free. Right.
Yes.
Another FU song.
Another FU song. You can get these guys at Twitter, at Instagram, and at Facebook at Real Big Fish.
Hey, kids. It's time to use the F word. Fuck living, fuck dying, fuck laughing, fuck trying, fuck cursing, but mostly fuck you. Fuck love, hate, and friends, fuck following trends, fuck this song, can't wait till it ends.
Fuck everything,
but fuck you the most.
Fuck everyone,
but fuck you the most. With a big rusty pole or a splintery post, yeah, fuck you the most.
Fuck you.
Fuck old school, fuck new school, fuck not cool, fuck you cool, fuck him and ironically lame. Fuck giving advice, fuck trying to be nice, fuck you and you know who you are.
Fuck everything,
but fuck you the most.
Fuck everyone,
but fuck you the most. With a big rusty pole or a splintery post, yeah, fuck you the most.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Fuck you!
Yeah! That song is just fucking funny. I laugh. I love singing along with it. It's so fast. And even though it's only a minute and 3 seconds, they're going at such a fast tempo. They include so much in to that a minute and 3 seconds. It's great. Fuck you, Chris.
Fuck you, too.
All right, man. We got two tracks left. Next up, we have No Effects.
Yeah, 72 Hookers.
Yes.
You know, fuck 40 virgins. Give me 72 hookers.
Right. It's a yes, absolutely. All right, 72 Hookers is off Self-Entitled. Came out July 11th, 2012. It's track number one. They're on Twitter at NoFXBand, on Instagram at NoFX, and on Facebook at NoFX. By the way, Real Big Fish, also from Orange County, California. Third band from Orange County we played on the show, Vandals, Suburban Legends, and Real Big Fish. And now we're playing another California band, which is NoFX. From San Francisco.
It's a great reward protest song as well, and just really kind of an anti-hate song for jihadism. And so I really like that, you know, it's a war protest against who we would consider to be on the other side. Obviously, being an American, it's very, very smart, you know. And I do want to, where is that lyric right here? These holy wars aren't holy. It's not the military complex. Terrorists are 16-year-old kids who were promised jihad sex.
So it's saying, hey, our problem is military complex, right? Where we've based our economy on needing to be able to make bombs and bullets and guns and things like that. And that's not what it, what's causing this. These are just, it's, they're being promised, you know, suicide bomb. You're going to have sex with 72 virgins.
Right.
And it's ridiculous.
They just want their 72.
Yeah, I do have to say, 100,000 hookers can beat the Marine Corps. World peace. Everybody's getting blowjobs.
See, No Offense does their songs in such a smart way, because you hear it and they're so funny. You hear it, you know, those lyrics that you just came out were so fucking funny, but so true that, you know, speaking to something that actually means something on top of being funny. They're just doing it in a funny way so we can laugh at it, and the song's funny.
Yes.
But there's actually a great meaning here, and they just set so many of their songs.
These holy wars aren't holy. It's not the military complex. Terrorists are 16-year-old kids who are promised jihad sex. Maybe if they could see a woman's face, they might not get onto that plane with a bomb in their suitcase.
Here we go, back to the chorus.
72 virgins can never stop a war, but 100,000 hookers can beat the Marine Corps.
Love it.
It's stopping violence. Fighting will cease.
Fighting will
when
cease.
Everyone is getting blowjobs. That's when we'll finally have world peace.
Love it. Fucking love it. It's so funny. But so true.
Absolutely.
But give me hookers. I love it. I think it's a brilliant song. And I think it's funny and poignant. There's that word. Ooh.
Ooh, look at you.
Using some fucking vocabulary. Love it.
It was great.
I hope that when
always, that we could have picked from like,
oh, yeah, yeah. There's tons of songs
the majority
they have.
NoFX's catalog. Really it would have been funny and it would have been great, but I think you made a great choice with this one.
I liked that it was, you know, I kind of felt like we've gone in different places with each of these different songs, and maybe that being funny and political wasn't one that we had gone through.
Right.
And, of course, any song with hookers in it, I'm fucking finding that. I'm like, oh, hookers, where?
All right, last song of the show, everybody. This is The Gonads.
Yes.
This song just fucking makes me laugh. I saved it. It might be the most funny when I just want to give a song to people to hear that's funny. I pull this guy up. And this one is Oi Mate. Came out November 11, 2016 on all the Loon Stompers.
I was standing in the pub talking to the boys when all of a sudden I hear this voice. It's this geezer, this Larry Geezer. Giving it a big one, the Barry McWiggan. He's covered in Tom, calls the barmaid petal. The pike he's gonna mug with for scrap metal. It's his geezer and his skirt. She's got more facial hair than Engelbert. I said, oi, oi, mate!
Your wife is fat and you're a twat. You're too fat, that's it. I wanna change for that. You drive a fast car because you got a small car. The kids all look like
Dirt Bomb Fraggle Rock. Yeah, that's it. Yes.
All right, this song is so funny. So great. I love the fucking Gonads.
When I hear this tit on the dog and bone, it's this geezer, this Larry Geezer. His friends are scared cheese of a frozen pizza. They're smacking their kids. He's farting and belching. She's Mr. Pant. You can hear him squelching. It's that geezer drinking vino. A cartoon gangster straight out of Vino. I said, oi, oi, mate.
Your wife is fat and you're a twat. You're too bold, but I want to change from that. You drive a fast car because you got a small cock. Kids all look like they live on Fraggle Rock.
horn solo. How many horn solos did we come across?
Today? Like just in what we played?
Yeah.
Quite a few.
But not normally on our show.
No, no. Well, anything with horns is good.
Leave me alone. I've had enough. I'm going home. He said,
he sounds so defeated.
In my 4x4. Because you're in luck. Please move next door. I said, oi, mate.
Your wife is fat. And you're a twat.
I don't know what that is. I have no idea what a twat is.
Because you got a small cock. Freaks all look like they live on Fraggle Rock.
I said, oi!
Oi, mates! One more time!
And you're a twat. You're too bold, but I want to change from that. You drive a fast car because you got a small cock. The kids all look like they live on Fraggle Rock. Life is fat, and you're a twat. You're too bold, but I want to change from that. Drive a fast car, cause you got a small car. Your kids all look like they live on Fraggle Rock.
All right, that is going to sum up our episode of
that was great.
Funny Songs. We hope you enjoyed the journey.
Yeah. Thanks again to Death Lottery for coming on and doing an interview. What a fitting interview for this episode as well. I thought the guys were hilarious and smart and I have no idea if we were getting trolled at times, but I just fucking went with it. And yeah, that was fun.
That was great. We appreciate the guys on Death Lottery. Go check out their stuff. If you're in Florida on April 6th, go see the show. I hope you enjoyed all of these. This is part one. Didn't say that. This is going to be Funny Songs part one. We don't know when we'll do Funny Songs part two, but there's enough songs out there. We'll get around to doing another Funny Songs. If we missed any that we should include on number two, go ahead and send it our way. You can throw it on Chris's Twitter at
SLC Punk Chris.
There you go. Jesus Christ.
I had to think for a second.
I'm at another Punk SLC.
I am
on
literally
Twitter.
Looking at it right this second, and I'm like, where the I don't know why I thought I had to like look it up. What a fucking twat.
Yeah. Anyway. Good use there.
I don't know if it's right. I have no idea. I'm looking it up. Oh,
SLC
it's twat,
podcast.
Dude. It's twat. But they would say twat, just like we say cock and they say, or cock spar, they say cock spare. Fuck's sake, Dustin.
All right. We're on Instagram at SLC Punkcast. We're on Facebook at SLC Punkcast, website slcpunkcast.com. You can find us there, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Player FM. Check out the playlist on Spotify. We're all over the place. If we should be somewhere else, let us know. If we should be playing some other songs, let us know. We love the feedback. Chris, I think that is it.
Play the fucking outro.
Congratulations, you've made it through an entire version to album. You quite possibly can be one of the few humans on this planet to endure such a tragedy. My sincere apologies for that. If you are still coherent enough to have a rational thought in your head, please, I will remind you again to go to one of the band members and tell them what a worthless waste of life that they have become in this world. Thanks for your money. Love, Ty, Reagan, and Joe.